These are volcanoes so explosive that they burst open in a single mighty rupture, leaving behind a vast subsided pit, the caldera, from a Latin word for cauldron. Yellowstone, obviously, was of this second type, but Christensen couldn't find the caldera anywhere. By coincidence, just at this time, NASA decided to test some new high-altitude cameras by taking photographs of Yellowstone, copies of which some thoughtful official passed on to the park authorities, on the assumption that they might make a nice blow-up for one of the visitors' centers. As soon as Christensen saw the photos, he realized why he had failed to spot the caldera. Virtually the whole park, 2.2 million acres, was caldera. The explosion had left a crater more than 40 miles across, much too huge to be perceived from anywhere at ground level. At some time in the past, Yellowstone must have blown up with a violence far beyond the scale of anything known to humans. Yellowstone, it turns out, is a supervolcano. It sits on top of an enormous hot spot, a reservoir of molten rock that rises from at least 125 miles down in the earth. The heat from the hot spot is what powers all of Yellowstone's vents, geysers, hot springs, and popping mud pots. Beneath the surface is a magma chamber that is about 45 miles across, roughly the same dimensions as the park, and about 8 miles thick at its thickest point.